Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Already beautiful fall colors over the Arrowhead of Minnesota. Tonight expecting more freezing temperatures around the Great Lakes and most of New England. Dangerous winds all along the Atlantic seaboard tonight and tomorrow. Better containment news on the wildfires out west and a tropical storm headed into the central Gulf Coast of Texas. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Of course, the headline is Tropical Storm Beta. Yep, we've used up all the names on the 2020 hurricane list. So now the record-setting season continues with the Greek alphabet. And this slow-moving tropical cyclone will be another big rainmaker, this time along the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Making landfall late tomorrow night, headed to Houston with the potential for flooding concerns on Wednesday. The track does not take Beta near Sally's flooded areas. Cooler temperatures won't last long either, but this should be a very dry week for the northern half of the country. U.S. Forestry out west tracking 21 large fires with some containment. Weekend showers really helped in Oregon, and more rain is possible further south later in the week. Let's hope so. There are more tropical impacts to update, and what about your week ahead? That's coming up in our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
My father probably should have been born in the 1850s. He was a very interesting, iconic guy who just loved to have fun. The amusement park he wanted to have was one where people controlled the action, not where you just sat in a ride and it kind of took you around. He wanted one where you could control how fast you went, how high you went, and that's what he did.
He created Action Park in Northwest New Jersey. Now, that seems innocent enough. Except that for about 15 years, Action Park had the highest accident rate of any park in America. But wait, there's more. Kids went to Action Park to get injured. It was a badge of honor. You went to Action Park, you came back to high school in North Jersey on Monday. You went to Action Park, let me see your scar. Let me see your scrapes. Let me see your injury. Wait, you didn't get injured? Oh, you're a wuss. You're a coward. That was Action Park. It gets better. The rides at Action Park were, to the naked eye, dangerous. They looked dangerous. And then to make sure they were dangerous, they were operated, supervised by drunken teenagers. This is the most unbelievable story ever. It is a movie now on HBO. It's called Class Action Park. Class Action Park. I don't know why, Seth Porges, why HBO condemned you by calling you a documentary. It is a movie. It is an entertainment, real-life, factual movie. It's faction. It is not a documentary. You know, as Americans, you call something a documentary, immediately you hear a British accent and you start snoring. I wish they hadn't called you a documentary, Seth.
It's not about the Civil War. It's not about a political race. It's not about a sports team. It's about the most dangerous, most fun, most insane, most memorable, most unforgettable amusement park that ever existed.
It was in northern New Jersey. It existed from what year to what?
It was open from 1978 to 1996.
Which is very important because this was after OSHA laws. This was after safety laws. This was after child mistreatment laws. It isn't like it happened in 1900 where kids were working in the factory and they let them out on break to go be killed in a wave pool. This was in modern times.
It wasn't a Charles Dickens novel, that's for sure.
No. Now, each one of the rides at Action Park in your movie about Action Park, which is called Class Action Park, which is available right now on HBO. This is Seth Porges. Seth was the writer, creator, producer of this movie, and I was so excited when he agreed to be on Sterling on Sunday because The minute I saw it, which was on Thursday, I immediately had many, many questions. And then, now you're a cultural phenomenon. You're hot as hell on Reddit. You're the hottest thing on Reddit. The minute you go on Reddit, which no adult knows how to access, you are the coolest kid in the room.
I'll take it. That's nice of you to say.
Well, it's true. Now, here, why don't you summarize what you discovered when you went exploring and researching Action Park? Some of the big things you discovered, and then I'll ask you details.
Yeah, absolutely. So Action Park was this rite of passage, as you said, for kids who grew up in the 1980s in the Northeast. Kids would go there knowing it was dangerous with the intention of experiencing that danger firsthand and perhaps coming back to school with a scar or two as a badge of honor or a story to tell. And Action Park had become almost this urban legend, this myth, because so many things about it are just so difficult to believe that when you hear these stories, it sounds like, you know, your cousin from New Jersey is talking a big game, but maybe not being totally honest. But as it happens, almost everything we had heard about Action Park, not only is it true, but the truth is even crazier. Yes, it was as dangerous, if not more, than everything we had heard. These rides were true feats of imagination, if not physics, many of them made by people with actually no training in physics or engineering or really any right to make a ride. They just were basically the employees and often the owner of the park coming up with ideas and them saying, hey, let's see what works. And to top it off, you had guests who were going to the park who came with this chaotic, anarchic, kind of Lord of the Flies mindset that took these already dangerous rides and made them real, you know, recipes for disaster at times.
Now, Seth, just to frame it the best way I can, and we'll go through each of the rides because no one will believe it, Seth. No one will believe it. I want to frame it with the ride that struck me most. Would you please tell us about the kayak ride?
Yes, the kayak experience was a ride that on its surface seemed like a kind of a nice, pleasant thing to do. You'd get into a kayak on a gentle creek-type pool that would have underwater fans that would create very light rapids. Unfortunately, the ride wasn't very well engineered, which was sort of a common refrain with Action Park rides. And one day, a gentleman stepped out of his kayak or was tipped out of it, and one of the wires related to the underwater fans was loose and ended up electrocuting and indeed killing him. And they ended up having to close that ride. The park refused to accept responsibility. They said there is no fault in the ride's engineering or construction, but they had to drain it because other guests would be too intimidated to ride it.
Speechless. Just speechless. All right, I'm talking to Seth Porges about Action Park in northern New Jersey. He created a stunning film about this amazing park called Class Action Park. You can get it on HBO. And I have to say, I can say this, but you can't. Seth Porges, you've been screwed. HBO should have poured all of their marketing money into Class Action Park. Instead, you know, they're promoting some high-end, high-arty drama, criminal, British things that I will not watch. Nobody watch. I watched this on one promo. I saw one promo that I'm sure you cut. It got on HBO somehow. I went through the hell of getting to HBO Max. HBO Max, which is, it's like a skill test to get to your film.
Yeah.
But I had to see it. I had to see it. And I'm so glad I did. You and I will talk more in just seconds. Seth Porges, creator of Class Action Park on HBO Max. More in just seconds. It's 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. On tonight's fishing report, how to get your fish to make love more often. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
When the founding fathers wrote the Constitution, they did not put an exception in there for a kid wearing a Hooters mask. Thank you very much. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I never shaved until this past week. No, I never shaved my face until this past week. Why? Because I never had the experience of shaving my face until I used a Harry's Gen 2 Plus blade. A Harry's Gen 2 Plus blade. This was a completely new, different, spectacular experience. It wasn't like anything else I've ever used. Other blades are, you know, they sometimes pull and nick and they don't feel really sharp. This was amazing. These are completely new blades from Harry's. Harry's makes the sharpest blades ever. Guys who shave four times a week reported in a study that their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. It is engineered in Harry's German factory from high-quality Swedish steel. Now, each razor cartridge features a flex hinge, so blades that follow the contours of your face. Lubricating strip provides an even glide and a smooth finish. The five-blade cartridge distributes pressure when shaving, helping protect against nicks. Precision trimmer blade helps access to hard-to-reach places, like your sideburns and under your nose. It includes a water-friendly, recyclable box to protect your blades. You get a 100% money-back guarantee on Harrys.com. Get a full refund if you don't love the blades, but you will. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set, plus free shipping using your code on Harrys.com. They'll get everything they need for a close shave. The trial set comes with an ergonomic weighted handle, one five-blade cartridge, one can of foaming gel enriched with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the move. It's a $13 value, and you get it for $3. It's a great way to try Harry's. Enter the promo code WALTER to get the discount.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every single day, not being able to do what you love or get restful sleep? For over 10 years, I have suffered with arthritis pain that has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. I discovered with Hylens, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief from minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my thumb pain and my foot pain. That's where I get my pain. I get my pain in the bottom of my feet, and I get my pain to my thumb because I use my computer. With my laptop, it generates incredible discomfort. I discovered with Hylens the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime. Take control of your arthritis as I have and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylens.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout and get $3 off your purchase.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
The Alpine Slide was a terrifying thing. It was essentially a giant track to rip people's skin off that was disguised as a children's ride.
I always got a skin burn on the Alpine Slide.
If you don't know what the Alpine Slide was, it's this long cement track that you'd be on and this little device with wheels on it.
Every sled seemed to either be broken in a way where you couldn't use the brakes at all or where it was just locked in the brake position. You're either going to careen down this thing at full speed with no ability to control it, or you're going to be going dreadfully slow and someone at full speed is going to crash into you from behind.
The epic story of Action Park, told in the HBO movie Class Action Park. And Seth Porges is with me tonight. He's the creator, writer, director, producer of Class Action Park, about an amusement park in North Jersey that had an astonishing death rate and injury rate, but that didn't keep anybody away. It seemed to attract people. Action Park. Did you go to Action Park? Here's my number, 888-688-WALT. 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 Seth Porges is very hot right now, hot guest because of Class Action Park, brand new movie on HBO Max. HBO Max, brand new movie. You and I are talking about these unbelievable rides that killed people. Why don't you share with us, just to understand how bizarre Action Park was, share with us the topography of Action Park.
Yeah, well, what made Action Park unique was that if you go to most water parks, you're basically experiencing some water slides that are built in the middle of a parking lot. You know, it's like a big cement jungle kind of place. Action Park was built next to a ski resort. And so it was on this hill, and the hill itself would basically give the slope for all these slides, just build slides into a hill, and whatever the natural hill was, that's what it would be. But the park was separated into two main sections. You had Water World with the water slides, and you had Motor World, which had racing boats and racing cars, stuff like that. And separating them, running right through the middle of the park, was a major highway, Route 94. And you got to say, it's not the most common sight in the world, seeing a major highway run right through the middle of an amusement park.
That alone added an element of danger. Any one of those cars could fly off the road into the park. Now, they had racing cars. Were there any problems with the racing cars that you and I could drive?
Well, yes, there were many problems with the racing cars, as there were with almost every ride at Action Park. These racing cars weren't what you think of as a typical go-kart experience. They were indie-style racing cars, Lola brand racing cars that could go 60 miles per hour or so. And they were situated right next to the beer tent. So typical guests at Action Park would get a little bit liquored up, then make their way over to the racing cars. And it wasn't uncommon for people to just sort of ignore the track, drive off-road, chase after employees like a bullfighter, just do whatever they wanted. You know, there were very few rules at Action Park and a lot of liquor.
Now, Seth Porges, creator of Class Action Park, I learned from the movie Class Action Park why wave pools and amusement parks are saltwater pools. Why don't you share with us what you discovered?
Absolutely. Well, when you go to the ocean and you experience waves, there's buoyancy because of the salt water that makes it, you know, it kind of keeps you afloat. Well, the Action Park wave pool was purely fresh water. So people would sort of expect the buoyancy of an ocean and not experience it. So the area that was right around shoulder height, right where you're standing and then the wave goes over your head when the wave kind of starts hitting, that was an area that employees refer to as the death zone, because so many people had near drownings or drownings there. In fact, the lifeguard chair that overlooked the death zone was called the death chair. And in order to break in or haze a new lifeguard employee, they would situate them at the death chair, knowing that in the first 30 or 45 minutes, they were likely to have 5, 6, 7 saves. And it was really a way of telling them, this is for real. This is serious. This isn't, you know, a lazy lifeguarding job. You need to keep your eyes open or bad things will happen.
Seth Porges is on with Sterling on Sunday, on a beautiful Sunday night at 24 past the hour. You and I are talking about Class Action Park, which is a movie. I don't know why they called it a documentary. A movie, because it's stunning and stunning animation, about Class Action Park, which was a park in North Jersey that existed for about 15 years in Vernon, New Jersey. And everything that you will find out about it would make you scratch your head and say, why wasn't this shut down? Why weren't there so many lawsuits that it was shut down? And I really don't know how it managed to stay open as long as it did. Did you go to Class Action Park? It's 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. Seth, how did it manage to stay open for 15 years or so?
My goodness. There's a number of factors. One was just, if you're in a small town like this, there aren't that many people to tell you no if you can exercise enough power and create enough economic activity. This was a guy who created the park who was effectively banned for life by the SEC due to some penny stock shenanigans on Wall Street and some various other fraudulent activities, takes this sort of ask for forgiveness, not permission, I'm going to do what I want, just try and stop me attitude that was pretty commonplace on Wall Street, brings it to this small town in northern New Jersey that has absolutely no idea how to handle this guy. And they are just overwhelmed, outmanned, outpowered every step of the way. In order to stay in operation, you know, he legally was required to have insurance, but he didn't want to pay for insurance. So he created a fake insurance company in the Cayman Islands and got away with it for years. There was almost nothing these people could do to kind of rein him in.
Seth Porges, my new favorite guest. And that brings me to my other issue with HBO. Hi, I do a network radio show on over 100 radio stations, and I'm on WABC in New York. Where is the press kit about this to my office? Where is the press kit? They have done.
I'll get you one. I will get you one. I will
I'm trying to tick you off because they have done nothing for you, and you have given them gold. You've given them 20 Emmys. This is going to win every award there is and bring in all new subscribers to HBO Max, which is something no one understands. No. What do you mean HBO Max? Are you kidding me? Listen, Seth, you're a good sport. I appreciate you being on Sterling on Sunday. I will put a link to this movie on my webpage, which is Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. If somebody watches the movie, wants to get in touch with you, we'll keep them safely at bay. They won't find your house. How would somebody do that?
Absolutely. At Class Action Park on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or just shoot us an email at classactionpark@gmail.com. We like to read those.
You're a good guy. Thanks very much, Seth Porges, and congratulations on this astonishing movie. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. It's 27 past the hour.
You know, like a 15-year-old from Long Island walking around with a Budweiser can was not frowned upon at all and very common.
Everyone involved in running the place seemed to be a combination of teenage and drunk or completely apathetic.
The employees at the park were just young local Vernon kids, and like they smoke a bowl and then they come to work and then they're like, yeah, go ahead, next.
Vernon Valley in North Jersey was a very interesting place. If you grew up in Jersey, you grew up in the Northeast, you grew up listening to WPHT in Philadelphia, it was a very interesting place because right nearby was the Playboy Club, and that was the Playboy Resort Club, which had a casino. And Action Park and the Playboy Club played such dominant roles in the imagination of a teenager growing up in Jersey, you can't imagine. I just wanted to drive by the Vernon Valley Playboy Club just to know it wasn't my imagination, that it really did exist. A Playboy Club was in my state. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. You know, in Maplewood, we didn't go to the Playboy Club. You know, that you weren't going to be doing that. But then it turned out that I knew a girl who became a bunny at the Playboy Club. Now, my mother, a Jersey mom, she had a certain opinion of women who worked at the Playboy Club, which was wrong. She was wrong. She thought they all had multiple streams of income, but that was wrong. Most of those women were there, they were there looking for a husband, but that was totally legal, totally legal and fine. And a few of them were paying for community college, and that was totally legal and fine. But to have Action Park and the Vernon Valley Playboy Club within, you know, sight of each other, this was amazing to me. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. This is the only live radio show in America right now, the fastest growing network show in America. I hope you're enjoying us tonight. I've got so much for you tonight, including the usual edition and Velo Hool, who will tell you how to deal with your fish. What else have I got? Oh, and Vic Ferrari with amazing stories about New York City police detectives, a retired New York City police detective. He is the best story. Vic Ferrari, that's all of that and you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. If you were anywhere along the East Coast today trying to enjoy area beaches, you were dealing with high winds. The kind of high winds that even blows the sand hard enough, it can sting your legs and certainly hurt your eyes. So if you didn't have on goggles, you were asking, hey, what gives? There were surf, wind, and coastal flood advisories from Maine to Florida, thanks to former major hurricane, now Category 2 Hurricane Teddy, in the central Atlantic. It was Teddy's huge wind field and a strong Canadian cold front that had pushed offshore, creating gusts up to 40 miles an hour in some locations, and that will continue for one more day. How about the rest of the week for the rest of us? The dominant feature will be Tropical Storm Beta's rains, slowly pushing from Texas to the east across the Gulf Coast states. Friday finally making it to the Carolinas and back out into the Atlantic. Plus, there's more activity out west late week. That might help Washington and Oregon with the wildfires, and hoping for another system near California late week. That is, after we get fall started early Tuesday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Come with me to Sunset Park Elementary School in Windermere, where an 11-year-old Florida fifth grader is taking a stand. School is resumed, but according to this report on WFLA, not all masks are created equal.
The principal told me, it was deemed offensive to women and inappropriate.
All right, look, we all get it. It's kind of weird to have an 11-year-old with a reference to women's sexual parts covering his mouth all day in a school setting. But damn it, the Constitution doesn't make exceptions for crappy restaurant chains. This kid is standing up not just for his rights, but for your rights and mine. While the rest of us just do what Big Brother tells us and scurry around hoping we don't get in trouble. This is a real American taking a stand for the freedom of speech. And yeah, it's a little creepy that he loves a restaurant chain, but who am I to judge?
We go there as a family. We eat there. I mean, our favorite thing there is what, the chocolate cake?
Yeah,
they have the best chocolate cakes.
The chocolate cake, huh? That's not why I usually go to Hooters, but I guess there's some people that also read Playboy for the articles. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Dania Beach, Florida, where one of the big draws is the beach. But there's a lot of competition for beaches up and down Florida. I mean, the whole thing's a beach, pretty much. So the city council appropriated a big chunk of money to get a big, bright new sign. The other sign just wasn't cutting it. It was old. It was small. But this one's going to be huge. It's going to be colorful. And it is. It looks great. It really pops. It's right by the main highway, right in the middle of a beautiful beach. Just one problem. It's actually in Hollywood Beach. They put it in the wrong spot. No one's fessing up to why, so don't ask. I don't know. Maybe someone just put the wrong address into Google Maps or whatever. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @ James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Judy Anderson, Neil Paul, welcome. Judith J.G., these are my midnight misfits. You don't belong. That's why you're listening to me. I've got an astonishing story of a complete misfit coming up in the third hour tonight. It's 40 minutes past the hour. And this is Sterling on Sunday, on a Sunday night. You and I are live. You're alive, and I'm alive. And that's the weirdest thing about this radio show. Usually, you're alive, but what you're listening to is not. What you're listening to was recorded on Thursday, and the people who recorded it are at Ruby Tuesdays drinking and going, why can't we be live anymore? Listen, you're plenty live. I've heard your shows. It's a miracle that anybody thinks you might be alive. Listen. James Parker was talking about Florida and about Hooters, the Hooters restaurant chain. First of all, the most amazing undercover boss was about the CEO of Hooters. I have gas. He went undercover to Hooters and he found out, are you ready for this? That some of his managers were pigs. Some of his managers didn't treat the women who worked there with respect because, you know, they meant to go work at IBM and instead they had to get a job at Hooters. And who knew they treated some of their employees with disrespect. And then he found out, as all male restaurant managers discover, it's a lot of work and that the people who work there are very underpaid. People in the restaurant industry underpaid. I mean, these are revelations you don't want to miss, but it's a particularly good episode of Undercover Boss, a particularly good show, which I think stopped production in 2007, 2017, something like that. But that is my binge watching. While my current, much younger, very beautiful wife binge watches BritBox shows, I watch Undercover Boss. That's what I binge watch. And last year I binge watched Fresh Off the Boat, which is the funniest show on television. But I watch Undercover Boss, which has evolved dramatically over seven seasons. And at the beginning, they spent a lot of time giving us the background of the boss. No one cares about that. Toward the last season, they finally figured it out and spent far more time on the reveal, where they reveal to the employees that this was the boss, and he gives far more queen for a day prizes instead of, well, we're going to send you to Costa Rica, and that'll solve all your problems. Instead, he buys them houses, cars, pays for their college. That's what we want to see. We want to see a little pain from the boss. And then I'd like to see who is paying for those prizes. I don't believe for one second it's either his corporation or his company, or him. I believe it's I believe it's CBS that's paying for all of those prizes. I suspect that's what happened. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. But that's what I binge watch, and I love talking to you. That's the reason I do the show. I do the show, and then when you call in, I will ask you to guess a mystery sound, a mystery voice. And if you get it right, you get a prize announcement. But I've got to talk to you about this unbelievable announcement from a company called BlackRock. BlackRock manages trillions of dollars for other companies. And this week, they put out a memo from HR. And I have to read the two sentences precisely because you won't believe it if I don't. You'll think I'm making it up if I don't read it precisely. You ready? It's the world's largest money manager, BlackRock, and they recently updated their company's dating policy. I don't know how anyone gets near each other, but they've updated their company dating policy. In the past, employees were on notice to tell HR anytime they had a romantic relationship with another employee. This is a company with 60,000 employees. They're supposed to turn 16,000 employees. Turn in your neighbors. Turn in your neighbors. 16,000 employees. And up till now, they were supposed to tell HR anytime they had a romantic relationship with another employee, which is sort of understandable but intrusive on the part of corporate life. But wait, last week, the management went overboard with a policy that was euphemistically titled Updated Relationships at Work. Quote, employees are required to disclose all personal relationships with other BlackRock employees or contingent workers, as well as personal relationships with employees of a service provider, vendor, or other third party, including clients, if the non-BlackRock employee is within a group that interacts with BlackRock. We know that men in powerful positions have abused their power, and many are rightfully being held accountable for it. A degree of oversight is necessary. However, we also know we are human. We work long hours, and we often find a mate at work. But the BlackRock policy goes beyond normal monitoring of employee-to-employee behavior. It goes to an Orwellian degree. At least that's what it looks like on the face of it. Consider this. BlackRock employs more than 16,000 people around the world. Its employees include everyone from C-suite executives to money managers to marketing folk, technicians, and computer programmers across the globe. The firm's presence in India, for instance, has expanded rapidly in recent years as a way to cut labor costs, not to mention people who work as assistants, secretaries, and the janitorial crew. They want everybody to report on everybody and on every personal romantic relationship. All of them. Taken literally, thousands of people who interact at this company, BlackRock, in one way or another, and might be affected. Does this mean that every time any employee goes on a date with a person who has a job in finance or any other profession, they're supposed to check for any connections to BlackRock and report the matter to HR or face firing? Oh, my God! This is why I don't work at big companies anymore. Because the rules got crazier and crazier and crazier. And finally I said, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to work for myself. And any time my life has gotten a little near the bright glow of a public corporation, it goes zzz, 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 like flies toward those blue lights on your porch at the summer house. Zzz, 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 the mosquito thing. I don't know how any company could put out a policy that says you must tell HR if you're romantically involved with any other person. It's none of their business. And if you really think that your employees are so incompetent and so stupid that they would abuse their relationships, if you have such poor hiring, such poor hiring procedures and filters and bad interview techniques that you couldn't get rid of those people before you hire them, then why would you send them to the very people who hired them? Why would you send them to HR? HR is the people who, those are the clowns who hired these people. That means that you have no faith in HR. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. On tonight's fishing report, how to get your fish to make love more often. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Look, I know 2020 has been quite an adjustment for all of us, but Florida teachers are asking the parents in the background of their kids' Zoom classes to please limit the nudity and drug use. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, and you know what? Most of the time, my thumbs hurt me right at the joint because I use my laptop wrong. I don't know how to fix it, but I use my laptop wrong. And my feet have always hurt, but it's getting worse and worse. Now, are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love and get restful sleep? Well, for over 15 years, I've had this joint pain in my thumbs and in my feet. Arthritis pain has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered Hylens. They make a product called Flexmore. Flexmore. Hylens. H-Y have you waited? L-A-N-D-S. Hylens. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. And the product is called Flexmore. It's a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas because our bodies are different in the day and they're different at night and we need different help. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. My body relaxes when I take this medication. Plus, the cap is easy to open. Thank you. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. They have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com/arthritis, Hylands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at the checkout to get $3 off your purchase. Or find them at a CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All right, 51 minutes past the hour. At BlackRock, the biggest money management company in the world, run by people who have no souls, most soulless group of people possible are money management people. They have put out a policy which says if you're dating another employee, a vendor, somebody who touches the company in any way, you have to report it to HR. Then they take an assessment of what is or is not a conflict. They take it out of the employee's hands and put it into the hands of HR and lawyers. It makes it eminently enforceable. Eminently enforceable. They add that the real focus isn't innocent, casual relationships that might occur between people at BlackRock and people at other companies that do business with the firm. No, no, no. But it has to do with inter-team relationships that are ready. Bring it up. Oh, my gosh. That are romantic in nature. They noted that the policy puts the disclosure emphasis on relationships with a non-BlackRock employee within a group that interacts with BlackRock. So a vendor, somebody that they deal with outside the company, romantic relationships that could put the whole world at conflict because you're so important. You're just so important. The executive, however, also conceded that there's a degree of interpretation in the rule. Some more innocent relationships could fall under the policy, depending on facts and circumstances, which is why HR wants to be involved. HR wants to be involved. Oh, my God. This is the great comedy of our time. HR wants to be involved because the people who HR signed off on, interview and approved, are screwing up. Rather than having the department heads, rather than having the people who actually are responsible for making the money, the hiring of people has been turned over to HR.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Unbelievable. A company wants to know everything you do, and they want to be able to be accountable for everything you do. But they can't actually do that well themselves, so they want you to come to them and say, "Oh, Mr. HR, we're doing it in the back seat. We take out the Hot Sheets Motel at lunch, and we expense it under a different name." Woo-hoo-hoo! Enough of that. Isn't that a tragedy? You have to take your personal romantic relationships to human resources because they don't trust you to manage these personal romantic relationships. And who are these people? These are people who hired you. Apparently, the people at HR are very bad at hiring employees. Very bad. Now, every company I know of, every big public company has forced more and more department heads to leave all the hiring to us. Leave the hiring to us. We're HR. We know how to hire. We know how to ask completely useless questions. What are your goals in 15 years? Why do you like the color red? We know how to ask 500 useless questions. If you go through all of our hurdles, if the head of HR makes $15 million a year, if you go through all of our hurdles, then you get to be hired by this company. And when that happens, we don't trust you. Go back to HR with your dating dilemmas. Then you have to go back to HR with your dating situation. You have to turn yourself in. You have to turn your sex organs into HR. I don't believe that any company should know who you date. I don't believe that any company should have so little trust in you that you have to turn yourself into HR before you go on a date. It just means HR hired poorly. And that what should be eliminated? Human resources. There shouldn't be human resources. What there should be is a benefits administrator, a kindly maternal or paternal person who says, "Let me show you how you can get more benefit out of your health insurance policy. Let me show you how you can get a better life insurance company through your company. Let me show you how to get discounts on your gym membership. Have a nice day. Can I buy you a sandwich?" That's what should exist. That's it. Not this nonsense, this criminal nonsense. You and I will talk more coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, fastest growing show in network radio, Sterling on Sunday.